Welcome to Prayer with Margaret Christine Mullings. It is an honor to be in your company again. Yes, there is a process, and so many times there are things that you will go through, like a fiery trial or things that you do not understand. But God is at work, and we have got to trust Him. Let me tell you, this has been a process. I'm actually trying to retrieve this very podcast. We must never give up. And I'd like to welcome each and every one of you here in this new episode, this new segment. Yes, it is indeed. And we count it a privilege to be in your company once again. And so a special shout out to those of you in the islands of the seas, those of you on the four continents of the world, and in every nation. Come on in and begin to worship the Lord. Give Him thanks. Give Him praise. Give Him all the glory that is due to His name. Listen, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord God. So I pray, as we are about to go into prayer, that your faith would be stirred and activated to believe, confess, and stand on the word and pray the word. You will find me in Book of Psalms, yes. And this is, well, it's not a Psalm of David, but it's to the chief musician, a psalm or a song. Yes, it is. This is what it says. God, be merciful to us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. And there ends the reading of Psalm 67. May the Lord bless the reading of His word and give to us the understanding. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so thankful. We are so grateful, Father, that your word says that all things work together for good to them that love you, Father, to them who are the called according to your purpose. Father, we stand on your word. We believe your word. We confess your word. So now, Father, in the name of Jesus, in this listening audience right now, everyone has a different need, Father, in the name of Jesus. But you are Jehovah El Roy. You are the God who sees, and Father, nothing surprises you, Father. And so I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to move by your Spirit, to move by your power, and touch each and every listener right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would manifest your word in demonstration in each life right now, that need right now, whatever it is, Father, in the name of Jesus, as faith is activated, Father, let each and every one see the manifestation of your word in demonstration, Father, in the name of Jesus. Mend the broken hearts right now. Comfort those who have lost their loved ones, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, only you can bring comfort sustain them, Father, in this most difficult time. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would strengthen the weak, those who has been weakened, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would impart your strength in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, throw your loving arms around those who are depressed right now, in the name of Jesus. Yes, those who are being oppressed, Father, divinely intervene, Father. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for salvation. I pray for healing and deliverance, restoration and restitution of all that has been lost or stolen, Father, In the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In Jesus' name, all for your glory. Amen and amen. Listen, before I leave you, I would just like to highlight one of the verses here in Psalm 67. Verse 1 says, in the language of Aaron's benediction, the psalmist calls for God to smile on his people. And then in verse 2, from the beginning, God had intended to bring his blessing to all nations in fulfillment of the provisions of the Abrahamic covenant. And in this passage, it anticipates the thrust of world mission that is found in the New Testament. And so in verse 6, yes, I want to highlight that for you. Coming of God's kingdom on earth will be marked by a magnificent increase in production. The curse on the land will be lifted at that time. Isn't that such a comfort? So we see all the turmoil and everything that's is uncertain. Everything that was stable is now uncertain, but we can stand on the promises of God, and God will manifest his word. And so I encourage you, right where you are, to spend more time in the reading and in the studying of God's word. Yes, it is the word that will transform our lives. Pray the word, stand on the word, believe the word, confess the word. God bless you. And until our next segment of prayer, be steadfast, be unmovable, be always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And remember this, especially in the most difficult times, God will not forget your labor of love. Keep on doing good and do not allow yourself to become overcome by evil. God bless you right where you are. Thanks for tuning in.